This is Pastor Larry here with your Daily Dose, and today I want to take a look at Psalm 1. It's one of 150 Psalms, so we're just highlighting a few of the Psalms in this journey through the Psalms. We can't look at them all. That'd be an awful lot of daily doses, wouldn't it? But the one I'm looking at here, this first Psalm, talks about the danger of being someone who, instead of trying to represent Jesus well in the world, takes on the idea of fitting in well with the world. We often talk here about the fact that as Jesus followers, we are not to stay in a holy huddle. We are to go out in the world. We are to be the hands and the feet of Jesus. We're to be kind to people like Jesus was. We're to love on them like Jesus did. Our goal is not to wipe out the enemies of the Lord. Our goal is to win them over. And that's a very important aspect, because too many Jesus followers think their job is to stay in this holy huddle so they don't get seared or touched by the temptations of this world. But you know, every coin has another side. And Psalm 1 is the other side of the coin, the other side of being called out in the world and a warning that we don't fit in with the world. It reads like this: "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, and whatever they do prospers. Oh, not so, it says, the wicked. They're like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous." And in this passage, he's making a contrast between those who walk with the Lord and those who don't. But he's also talking about how we can be removed from representing the Lord to finding ourselves trying to fit in with this world. And he talks about those who walk and those who stand and then those who sit. Did you catch that progression? As I walk out there in the world, I can find myself sometimes enamored with the good things and the successes of it. And then instead of just walking, I stand. And then instead of just standing, I sit. And that progression is the one where we move from influencing our world to being influenced by our world. And it gives us the key to it. The key to being able to walk through the world without standing and suddenly setting is finding our identity in Jesus Christ and finding our path in obedience to the scriptures. Not all the man-made religious stuff that floats out there, you know, the rules of this and that aren't found in the Bible, but the simple steps of obedience, the morality, the loving our enemies, the worldview that comes because I meditate on his word day and night. Now, that doesn't mean you're constantly thinking about the Bible. It means you're constantly just being led by what you understand of the Bible. Meditating isn't stopping and thinking all day long like this. It's just, in fact, the word that's used here is what a cow does when it chews its cud. It kind of regurgitates it back up again, and it goes over it and over it. And your willingness and your commitment to do the best you can to live your life by biblical principles will help you walk into the world as a representative of Jesus, instead of walking in the world and suddenly stopping, standing, and sitting. And therein is found the prosperity and the blessing of the Lord. One who does not walk, stand, and sit, but one who represents him well. May we go out and do that.